Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip for the 13th of February. First thing first, there's no horses for me today. Racing is resuming, but I haven't got anything. And as I say, it may be a bit tentative over this first week until they get all the trainers out there and get it fully operational. But I will check every day. And as I said yesterday, anything I will share. Into the Gulf, the Genesis Open at Riviera in on the west coast over near Los Angeles. I've actually been there, lovely golf course. And I have backed two players on the exchange with a view to trade. Hideki Matsuyama at 32 and Adam Scott at 38. I'll tell you exactly what I've had on them. I've had £75 on each of those, which both stand to win me over a couple of grand. But I'm going to look to trade them. This is a good ball strikers golf course. Johnson obviously will be favourite, won last week and is in good form, or the week before, sorry. You know, the usual market favourites, Justin Thomas and that, but I think I've got good value in these two, in Scott and Matsuyama. Both playing half decent. Matsuyama, I think, is way too big. Good ball striker, good round here. Scott, similarly. So they're the two that I have backed, Scott and Matsuyama. I've had £75 on each of them. Scott at 38, Matsuyama at 32. I'll leave you to do whatever you will wish with that information. Remember, it is golf. We're taking on big odds, and you're not going to get trades and wins every single week. Football-wise, I am struggling, and I think a few people are from reading other stuff, to see how Real Madrid are 2.02 at Ajax today. I really am struggling. They're probably going to play the same team that beat Atletico Madrid 3-1 at the weekend. Ajax are going through a tricky patch, and I can't work the price out at all. I think Real Madrid should be comfortably odds on. This is a tournament that they treasure, that they do very well in. They seem to be over their initial start of season problems and starting to click into gear, and I can't work it out. And when I can't work it out, I start to think I've made a mistake. But I will be back in Real Madrid at 2.02, they currently are, this evening, because I think there's great value in that price. Just a note on that, I've had a few emails about things like that, and those are waiting emails. I did tweet this morning. I will get round to answering them. I'm going to try and get through as many as I can tomorrow. Obviously, there's been an influx of questions with the podcast. Just because I think something is value doesn't mean it's going to win, but you've got to try and bet with value on your side, and that's how you win long term. You know, I'm not predicting that Real Madrid will win. What I'm saying is I want to back them at that price, because it is a price that I believe has got good value in it, similarly with the golfers. So every bet I give you is where I see value in the price. And over the long term, phrase I've used many times over the last 13 years of doing that, you then come out in front. I'm not a results predictor or whatever. You've got to understand what you're capable of and what is achievable. For example, people who, you know, late goals is a great thing on Twitter. If you're laying late goals at sort of 1.24, 1.25, you know, you're in effect, the other side of the market's going to be about 5.2, 5.3, 5.0. So you're in effect backing a 5.0 shot. You're not going to have a 50% strike rate backing 5.0 shots. It's simple as that. And understanding the maths of that and how it works is a key to making money at this game. So literally, when I say I've got great value in it, I have a series of processes I go through here with different sheets, and I create a price from that, and I compare it to what's available. And tonight, for example, Real Madrid, I think, are a fantastic price at 2.02. Doesn't mean they're going to win the game. I expect them to win the game. That's my opinion. I think they will win the game. That's just opinion. From a betting point of view, I think the 2.02 is great value, and that is why I'm getting involved. Tottenham play Dortmund. On the converse, I can't find anything there. I think the prices are about right. I think this could be a cracking game. When the draw was made, I thought it was the team that Tottenham stood the most chance of going through against, because both teams are going to play open football, and Tottenham like that sort of game. You know, they don't like playing teams like Juventus, who can sit back and pick you off but make it hard for you. This is Dortmund are going to come out and go forward. Tottenham are going to go forward. And I think we could be in for a great game. The bet I'm going to have in this game is if it gets to 0-0 at half time. And if it gets to 0-0 at half time, I will be laying the under 2.5 goals, which will be down round about 1.2, 1.25, I would expect. And I will then trade that from there. I will back 1-1 for a very small part of my stake at half time. So I'll lay it for a point. I'll back 1-1 for sort of 0.1 points. And then if a team goes 1-0 up, I will also back 2-0. So if Tottenham take the lead, I will back 2-0 also for another 0.1 point when the market's settled down. So in effect, any two goals and I'll win. And obviously if it's the 2.5, I win that and I'll just lose the small stakes on the correct score. So I'll be, if it is half time at 0-0, I will be laying under 2.5 for a point with a small liability, and then I will be backing 1-1 for 0.1 point, and then if a team takes the lead, I will back the 2-0. Now, obviously, I'm going to be at the game, so trying to do that on a phone will be fun, whilst jumping up and down as Tottenham score. But my prediction was 6-0, so we probably won't get that far anyway. But that's what I'll be doing in that game. Hopefully, that doesn't sound too complicated. Just keep playing this back and you'll get it. Lay under 2.5, back the 1-1, and then if a team takes the lead, back the 2-0 for that team. Okay, and then in the Championship, I couldn't see, again, any match odds value anywhere. Opinions I've got, I think Sheffield United will probably beat Middlesbrough. I think Leeds will probably win, but again, that's just opinion. But I have got two trades I'm going to have in that. In the Sheffield United-Middlesbrough game, I do think there'll be goals, and I'm going to trade the over 1.5 usual style, wait for about 20 minutes, drip a stake in if it is 0-0 after 20, between sort of 20 minutes and 35 minutes, and trade it from there. And Wigan Stoke, I'm going to let that game get going. It's literally kick off, and I'm going to back over 2.5 goals, sort of through the first 10-15 minutes of the game in 2 or 3 bets. And I will then trade that game as the goal goes in as well. So I will remove my liability on the unders. If a goal goes in early, I will probably green up both outcomes and not have any more worry about it. But Wigan v Stoke, the over 2.5, you know, let kick off first couple of minutes, and then I will start backing over 2.5 there. Sheffield United, Middlesbrough, over 1.5, over 20 minutes. So just to run you all through that, in the golf, Adam Scott, Hideki Matsuyama, I've had 75 quids at 38 and 32 respectively. Real Madrid, I think, are a big price away to Ajax, so I'll be backing Real Madrid. Tottenham Dortmund, if it gets to 0-0 at half time, I doubt it will, but if it does get to 0-0 at half time, I'll be laying under 2.5 goals, backing 1-1, and then if a team takes the lead, I will back the 0-2 for that team. And Wigan Stoke over 2.5, let the game get going and get involved in there across the first 10-15 minutes, and Sheffield United Middlesbrough over 1.5 if it is 0-0 after 20. Have a good evening, and I will be back again tomorrow. Thanks for listening.